WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Two Americans, a father and son from Austin, Texas, are now confirmed among the dead in the terrorist attack last night in Nice, France. It came as thousands had gathered for Bastille Day fireworks.
It's obviously a very symbolic day, a symbolic target. Also, of course, a soft target. A bunch of civilians gathered to watch the fireworks. Many of them children, as we know now, more than 50 children hospitalized. But we also know that this is exactly the type of attack that ISIS has been encouraging. It was just over a year ago that we heard from ISIS's spokesman, Mohammed al-Abnani, encouraging people to take whatever they could, whatever blunt instrument. He said, if you have a knife, use it to stab people. If you have a car, use it to run people over.
Correspondent Clarissa Ward, last night's attack in Nice was at least the third in France in 18 months.
The third major attack and the second deadliest in the last 16 months. But if you look at the list of times that Paris has been targeted over the last year and a half, it really is stunning, unparalleled in modern European history.
Correspondent Will Ripley. The presumptive presidential nominees have denounced the Nice attack. Donald Trump declared, quote, this is war. Hillary Clinton vowed that, quote, we will not be intimidated. Now, in light of the attack in Nice, Donald Trump has postponed his planned announcement today of his choice of running mate. But when he does make the announcement, there is strong speculation it's going to be Indiana Governor Mike Pence.
One man who knows Governor Mike Pence better than most is Greg Garrison, a personal friend of the Indiana governor, as well as a talk show host on WIBC Radio. So what can we expect if Pence is, in fact, Trump's pick?
He doesn't pull any trigger until he's well-sighted in. He doesn't get mad much. He's got a real long fuse.
As numerous media outlets are reporting, Pence will be Donald Trump's VP pick. Trump himself has not confirmed this. Maria Lee on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Conservatives trying to derail Donald Trump's drive to the GOP nomination have been dealt a major blow. The Rules Committee of the Republican National Convention has voted to reject a proposal to let delegates vote for whichever candidate they want. A Prince George's County man who shot and killed a firefighter who he mistook for an intruder has now been indicted on 6 weapons charges, but a grand jury refused to indict Darrell Lumpkin on murder charges. Firefighters were called to Lumpkin's home April 15th to check on him, but when he appeared unresponsive, they forced their way in. Lumpkin then shot firefighter John Almschneider. Online fantasy sports could soon come under new regulation in Maryland.
Daily fantasy sports sites like DraftKings and FanDuel are popular in Maryland. Comptroller Peter Francho says at least 200,000 people in the state are registered on those sites.
These new companies that have come in that are enormously popular, where we see the need to come in and regulate.
Some states have also set rules in place or ban the sites altogether. Maryland's new rules include a ban on games based on amateur or college sports and a limit on how much people can spend every month.
The consumers in the state are going to be protected from any kind of abuses.
The legislature still needs to review the measures. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And two federal commissions have now signed off on plans for a pedestrian bridge that will link the new expanded Kennedy Center to the Potomac River waterfront. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,506. The NASDAQ at 50.34. Sports, the Nats open the second half of the season at home tonight against the Pirates. The O's are in Tampa Bay. WMDA, the Mystics are in Seattle tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When the power goes out, so does your radio. But our app is always on.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Get the free WMAL app today.
This is big stuff, big, big stuff.
In the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right, for a limited time, you can have energy efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Are you still promising yourself or your spouse to get your will updated and a good basic estate plan in place? Are you finally ready to make sure you don't leave a mess behind for your family to clean up? Give me just 2 hours and I'll show you how. I'm attorney Mike Collins, host of Radio's Legally Speaking show. Come to my seminar and I'll teach you what you need to know about wills, trusts, taxes, probate, how to keep your money in your family. Register now at MikeCollins.com and I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
the nation's most advanced indoor shooting range, EliteShootingSports.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience, Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Alexandria Beltway. If you're coming from Maryland across the Wilson Bridge in those local lanes, that's where we have the crash on the exit to go to Route 1. I'm watching it in the traffic cameras, though, and it looks like they put everything over to the right shoulder, so it's not blocking. You're just going to see a flashing light. So a little bit of a distraction. Now, for everyone, as you come toward the Wilson Bridge, our normal morning volume really starting to fill in before St. Barnabas Road. The crash across the bridge band, like I said, has been cleared. Exit to Route 1. 395, it's that sun glare. Beltway to the landmark slowing now at the 14th Street Bridge on the lower 14th Street. Bit of volume on the Beltway through Annandale. Top side of the Maryland Belt, we have delays through Silver Spring and within the backups right near New Hampshire Avenue. You come through College Park. Report of a broken down car. Crews are on the way to check that out. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Continuing with the dangerous heat once again today. Very warm to start today. Quickly into the 80s. Hot, humid this afternoon. 95 will feel hotter. Tonight, few clouds, 74. Tomorrow, a hit or miss storm in the afternoon might bring some relief. Don't bet on it. 91. Sunshine Sunday. Highs low 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 71 in Springfield, 75 in Frederick, 80 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. Two Americans are among the dead in the terror attack in Nice. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL. It is 7:07. You're listening to WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. And listen up, we've got plenty more to cover this morning. Coming up in just 10 minutes, Ambassador Jim Woolsey, former CIA director, will join us to talk about the terror attacks in France. Coming up in the next half hour, Christian Toto, film critic, do you want to go see that new Ghostbusters movie everyone's talking about? Well, Christian will tell you if you should or not. 8:05, we'll talk to Dr. Zudi Jasser. He, of course, trying to lead the effort for reformation of Islam. At 8:15, we're going to check in with Mark Krikorian, who was actually in Nice, France, just about two blocks away from the terror attacks. We'll check in with him. And then at 8:35, Brett Baer, Fox News Channel. It's a big morning. Stay with us as we've got every base covered. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
I've got three people that are fantastic. I think Newt is a fantastic person. I think Chris Christie is a fantastic person. Been a friend of mine for 15 years. Just a fantastic person. And there's Mike. And Mike has done a great job as governor of Indiana. But I haven't made a final decision.
That was Donald Trump last night on Fox News. And that last little thing he said about not making a final decision has some people scratching his head, because widely reported in many news organizations yesterday that Donald Trump has settled on Mike Pence, the governor of Indiana, as his running mate. Joining us on the line right now to help us sort all this out is David Hawking, senior editor at Roll Call. David, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, so most people believe that it's Pence, but then Donald said he hasn't made his final decision. Where are we this morning?
That is where I am this morning. I think that we will not know until he stands up at the podium presumably with one of those three. What we do know is that after the terrorist attacks last night, Mr. Trump canceled indefinitely, has not rescheduled the announcement news conference, which was supposed to be in New York at 11 o'clock this morning. And because of the terror attack, that was called off, and his announcement just said more details to come, and we don't have any more details. We still think it's Mike Pence. At CQ Roll Call, we were among the first to report this. We're pretty confident that that's who he had settled on, at least as of all day yesterday. If something happened at the end of the day last night, I'll admit I don't know about it.
All right, so just to follow up a little further here, Pence was seen going to New York, right?
Pence physically, I'm not sure. Did we see him going to New York? We saw many of his people going to New York. Yeah. And we didn't see representatives of any of the other campaigns going to New York. And
where in the world is Mike Pence right now?
And one other thing, apparently today is the last day for him to withdraw his bid to be run for re-election as governor. And that has not yet happened, as I understand it.
That is exactly right. So that's the squeeze that Mike Pence is in. The time squeeze here is that he has until noon today to file paperwork to get his name off the ballot as governor of Indiana. Unlike in some other states, you can't run for both the presidency and the vice presidency and some other job at the same time. You know, four years ago, when the Republican vice presidential nominee was Paul Ryan, he was able to run for vice president and for re-election to Congress at the same time, and we know where that led. He's now the Speaker of the House. But that's not the case in Indiana. Some cynics would say that this is a good 11th hour escape hatch for Mike Pence, because he is not nearly as popular a governor in Indiana as he once was, and was actually facing a pretty seriously competitive race for re-election, and getting out while the getting's good could work for him.
David Hawkins is our guest senior editor at Roll Call, and you mentioned, you know, unless something happens between now and the announcement, you still think it's going to be Mike Pence. Well, one thing did happen, and that was the terror attack in France yesterday. And I wonder, given that, how is, based on your experience with Mike Pence, how are his national security and anti-terrorism credentials, and how will they come into play here in this decision-making process?
Well, in terms of sort of formal defense and foreign policy credentials, Mike Pence has those. He was on when he was in Congress, and he was in Congress for a dozen years, essentially all the entirety of the last decade through 2012. He was on the House Foreign Relations Committee. He became a senior member of that committee. His calling card there was not so much anti-terror as it was he was seen as a very strong voice for Israel in the Congress, something that was sort of important for Trump to shore up that that part of the Republican base that he's relying on. So no claims to be sort of a terrorism expert, except that he was in the leadership. He was the number three Republican in the House leadership for a time, and because of that, you know, was read in on most defense and foreign policy matters of the day. So yes, I think he knows this stuff, and probably has at least as many claims to this as the other two. And by the other two, I mean
right.
Governor Christie and former Speaker Gingrich.
Listen, with Trump saying last night on the Greta Van Susteren show that he had not made his final choice, I just wonder if this is sort of, I mean, look, he lost control of the story yesterday. There's no doubt about that. If indeed it was Mike Pence, he lost the surprise. He lost being in control of it. And I'm just wondering whether that's just an attempt by him to sort of, you know, tweak the media for getting out ahead of him and making the announcement. What do you think?
I think that's very possible. I think that, you know, we all have come in the last 6 months to try and do our best to, I don't say psychoanalyze, because that's not the press's job, but to at least understand. You always want to understand the psychology of whatever politician you're covering. And Donald Trump has developed a pretty clear pattern of trying to inject elements of surprise and spontaneity into almost everything he does. So I think that what you just said is right on. He really wanted the element of surprise. He sort of wanted the drama. And the combination of the leaks that came out yesterday afternoon, making it clear that Pence was number one with a bullet on his list, and then what happened in France last night has taken all that away from him.
And if he withdraws at noon today, it's all but certain, right?
I'm sorry?
If he withdraws from the governor's race by noon today, it's pretty much a fait accompli, right?
That would certainly be a strong signal that he has that he thinks he's got the gig. Yes, it would.
Okay, and let's get back to who Mike Pence is as a person. You said he was part of Republican leadership. There's sort of a big movement within the party, obviously, against what's considered the Republican establishment. Is Mike Pence a Republican, an establishment Republican?
You know, that's a great question. I describe him as having executed one of the great sort of outsider turned insider moves in my time watching Congress,
which is to say
when he came to Congress, he was very much an outsider. He was a leader of the Republican revolutionaries of his day. He actually, in his third term, became the chairman of this thing called the Republican Study Committee, which in those days, a decade ago, was the home base for the the most hard right in among the House Republicans, the most conservative 100 or so Republicans. They are now viewed, you know, 10 years later as the second most conservative group next to the Freedom Caucus. But when he was first in Congress, yes, he was a leader of that sort of combustible, combative conservative crowd. And then he tried to leverage that into a run for the leadership. He got trounced by John Boehner in 2006, and some people thought, well, that's the end of Mike Pence's ambitions. And incredibly, 2 years later, with Boehner's endorsement, he got this job as the number three person in the leadership.
And now, then he got out of the House of Representatives to run for governor, and everyone thought that was a move to possibly seek a national office, and now here he is on the brink of being on a national ticket. It's an amazing story. David Hawkins, thanks for giving us so much insight on it.
David, thank you very much. Good to have you.
Thank you, guys.
It's now 7:15.
WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Whitten, also an amazing story. The roads seem pretty okay. Did I jinx it, Jamie Whitten, in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center?
No, because I'm knocking on the desk. No, knock on wood. Here we go. 270, lighter than normal. Love this ride here. Once you get past Route 8 of Urbana, you have a little bit of that stop and go toward 109, but that's it. Then wide open down to the Beltway. Beltway had the volume steady but moving on the outer loop into Silver Spring. Good news, through Annapolis and 50's in great shape. I've been telling you about the road work, the paving project going eastbound near 197. They've cleared that early. They were scheduled to be out there till 9 o'clock and then get ready to leave for the beach traffic, but they're gone. Also, in the Bowie area, reopened is Enterprise Road south of 50. That had been closed because of downed wires. Utility crews have wrapped that up. Let's get you to the Wilson Bridge before St. Barnabas Road, heavy, and in the Beltway in Annandale, seeing some of the stop and go. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today's going to look a lot like yesterday, which means hot, humid, nasty, sticky.
Not good.
High around 95 degrees. In fact, I'll be honest, it's looking like it's going to be in the 90s pretty much for the next 7 days. Here's your weekend forecast. Saturday, we might have some isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon, but it's going to be mostly overcast later in the day. Maybe some morning blue skies. But tomorrow's high, 91 degrees. Saturday will be sunny all day. Highs in the low 90s, and like I said, 90s all through the week. Right now, it's 80 degrees already at 7:17.
Home Air Services will turn your home into a cool, comfortable oasis this summer. Save up to $1,500 on a new Linux system. Home Air Services can help keep your home comfortable. Call 301-984-0161 today. License number 9504.
It's 7:17 on WMAL. Joining us now on the line to continue our coverage of the events in Nice, France last night, where 84 people were run over and killed by a man driving a box truck, what they call a lorry over there. Two Americans are among those that are dead, we have learned this morning from our State Department. Joining us on the line, Ambassador James Woolsey, former Director of Central Intelligence. Good morning to you, Ambassador. Mr. Ambassador, are you there?
We're going to reconnect with Ambassador Woolsey in just a moment. But what we want to talk to him about, of course, is Hillary Clinton's call for an intelligence surge, as she put it yesterday, and what that actually means. Let's go again to Ambassador Woolsey. He's your former CIA director.
Here we go. Hello. How are you?
Good morning. Hope this works.
There we go. We got it, and we apologize for that. Okay.
No problem.
So your thoughts about the attack in Nice last night?
Well, we're going to see a lot more of these, including in the United States, because we did not treat 9/11 as if it were Pearl Harbor and the beginning of a major war against us. We have shrugged that off now for years. And we're not mobilizing for war. We're not preparing for war. We're not identifying the enemy. The president refuses to identify them accurately. We are going to lose. And lose by just continual terrorism, even if we prevail briefly in Syria and Iraq.
You know, I agree with you 1,000%, but let me ask you the follow-up to that, and that is, how do you prepare for an attack like the one in Nice, France, where, he did have weapons, but the major weapon that he used was a truck?
You don't just sit there and wait for them to shoot at you. You go after them. You kill them. It's war. You find wherever ISIS and Islamist groups of its stripe are operating, you go there with armed force and kill them. It's called war.
Ambassador Woolsey, you mentioned that we didn't take 9/11 like Pearl Harbor. It seemed like in the several years right after 9/11, we did take it like Pearl Harbor. We ramped up our war machine. We went after our jihadist enemies where they lived. One can argue about the effectiveness of the occupation in Iraq, but there was certainly an effective war effort to go after people who were supporting terrorism. Is that part of what we've lost sight of, that there are nation states right now, there are criminal business organizations that can basically do business with ISIS? They're making billions on oil, and there are no repercussions.
Right. There was a lot of activity after 9/11, but there wasn't a purposeful organization to win a war the way Franklin Roosevelt and Churchill did after Pearl Harbor, when we went in to be Britain's ally in World War II.
Isn't it a little challenging when you're not dealing with an actual nation state? I mean, we knew who we were at war against in World War II. We declared war on Germany, Italy, and Japan. Who do you declare war on right now?
Well, we haven't had a declaration of war on any of the things we fought since the morning of December 8, 1941. One day after Pearl Harbor, Roosevelt declared war on Japan. We haven't done that. We've passed statutory authorizations for a limited use of force for a limited period of time, et cetera. But we haven't gotten people organized to go after, let's say now, ISIS is front and center. Where it lives, where its homes are, where it has operational efforts going. We have tried to pretend that this is like a crime. The president keeps talking about bringing these terrorists to justice as if they were bank robbers.
Yeah.
They are not bank robbers. They are Nazis. They are theocratic, totalitarian, genocidal, imperialist, Islamic versions of Nazism.
I just got to ask you, we're about to see in the next coming weeks two very high-profile national events, one in Cleveland and one in Philadelphia, as we do our party conventions. Do you have any concerns and any thoughts about security surrounding those events?
Oh, of course. That's going to be a huge job to manage security on both of those, because there will be attempts. The only question is whether they are sophisticated attempts to spread terrorism, or whether they are clumsy and we're able to stop them right as they start or even beforehand. We will not succeed as long as we regard this as a hockey game where we have a goalie and he has to stop every shot from the other side. You lose if you do that. You have to go after them where they are.
Well, let's talk about that then, Ambassador Woolsey, because Donald Trump, the presumptive nominee for the Republicans, has talked quite a bit about amping up some major bombing campaigns in ISIS strongholds in Syria and in Iraq. Hillary Clinton has said we're going to go after those strongholds, but she has sort of amped back from the idea of bombing because, like the Obama administration, she's concerned about killing innocent civilians. There really is no other way to take them, knock them off the pedestal that they're standing on right now, striding over their caliphate that they've established, without killing some innocent civilians, right?
We have to do the best we can to avoid civilian casualties, but when you're in a war to the death, which we are, sometimes you have to do what we did to Dresden in World War II, which was carpet vomit. We don't want to do that. We shouldn't try to do that. If we do any carpet bombing, it ought to be of places like ISIS headquarters. But you don't want to just assume that regular fighting is going to work. For example, when we started the fighting at the first Gulf War, we were flying thousands of sorties a day against the Iraqis. Mm-hmm. When Bill Clinton moved against the Serbs and Milosevic because he was massacring the Kosovars in 99, we had sorties of hundreds a day.
Right, and we're not doing that.
What they've been doing in Syria and Iraq is tiny compared to what we even did against the Serbs, much less a real full wartime mobilization.
Well, we're going to have to leave it right there, Mr. Ambassador. Thank you so much for joining us here on a very tragic and sad morning.
And we'd love to have you back again because you have some institutional knowledge there from your days with Bill Clinton when he was president, and we would love to pick your brain about how the Clinton family operates. Thanks for joining us today.
It is now 7:25.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. You know what that means?
I know what it means, yes.
WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives.
Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
You do know what it means.
I don't know what it means. What's it mean? I know what it means. It means good news this morning, really. Not too bad around the region. Just getting into town, seeing the volume delays. 66 is good through Falls Church outside of the Beltway. Sluggish in Manassas, and then you're okay. Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks. Beltway and Annandale slow, but the Beltway and Tysons toward the Legion Bridge still wide open trip. We briefly had a lane blocked on the top side of the Maryland Beltway with the broken down New Hampshire Avenue. They were able to quickly clear that. If you're heading toward the Beltway, say from Columbia on 29 through Burtonsville, White Oak, light volume, Friday light on 270 as well. Through Annapolis and Bowie, 50 with your lanes open. Oh, better news in Alexandria. As you come across the Wilson Bridge on the inner loop, that exit ramp that takes you to Route 1, that crash moved to the shoulder, not too much of a factor. Now, if your computer is running slow, just go to mycleanpc.com, get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Keeping a midsummer heat, temperature staying well above normal, 95 this afternoon with a mix of clouds and sunshine, hot, humid conditions. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
80 degrees right now at 7:26.
Let Molly Maid prepare your home this summer. For the WMAL Rollback Summer Special at select Molly Maid locations, contact our Molly Maid friends in Fairfax, Loudoun, Prince William, Stafford, and Fauquier counties at WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
A window sale sounds good, but the biggest window sale of the year, well, my friends, that sounds even better, doesn't it?
A lot better.
You know it does. I mean, you've heard me talk about Tom's Creek Windows for years now, and the reason I do that is because they're a great company. They design, build, and install the best windows in town that are built to fit your home exactly, custom built. I've been at the factory. They care about customer service. They care about quality. And right now, if all of that wasn't enough, this is the other reason you should take action. You can get 25% off every window that you buy. That's right, 25%. You have to take action now, and you need to call this number, 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. For new windows, Thompson Creek is the best choice. They'll come to your home for free. They'll show you why they're great windows. You will be amazed. You'll learn something. I guarantee that these appointments are going to fill up very quickly, so you need to take action now. 25% off the cost of every window. Here's the number again, 855-57-CREEK. 855-57-CREEK.
For 20 years, Dick Morris advised Hillary Clinton. He was her closest confidant. He knows her darkest secrets. Now he reveals them in a shocking story of corruption and abuse of power. Dick Morris's new book, Armageddon: How Trump Can Beat Hillary, is already a number one Amazon bestseller. You've seen Dick on Newsmax and Fox News, but the big media won't reveal the truth about Hillary. Armageddon rips the lid off and shows how Trump can finally defeat her. Get Armageddon today at bookstores everywhere.
You don't have to be a retail giant or government agency to be the victim of a costly data breach. If you run a website and collect customer data, your small to mid-sized business is just as likely to be targeted by hackers. The Barracuda Web Application Firewall provides cost-effective, instant security against automated and targeted attacks, making this WAF a must-have for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Web App Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/WAF.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has over 36 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth in a single pain-free visit with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and changes the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging. Dental implant treatments are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. Smile big. Eat what you want. I can perform this latest dental implant treatment in a single pain-free visit. And for our high-fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our Alexandria practice. Call today at 877-394-4511, 877-394-4511, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
Coming up, your latest Hillary news. And do you want to go see that Ghostbusters movie? Should you see it? We'll talk to Christian Toto. He'll tell you after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. A heavy police presence remains in a very tense Nice, France this morning, hours after a terrorist drove a big truck through a Bastille Day crowd, killing at least 84 people, including two Americans.
Behind us is the Promenade des Anglais. You can see it has now been shut down and screened off. This is now an active crime scene and a large one, more than a mile long. There are police all around here, many of whom you can't actually see because there is such a large media presence, but normally this area would be full of tourists. Nice and the south of France is one of the favorite places for holidaymakers in the U.S., overseas, and here in France to go. And last night specifically was French Independence Day, Bastille Day, and thousands of people would have been crammed into this area to watch the fireworks display, and that's when the attack started.
Correspondent Clarissa Ward. German police say they are now stepping up border checks on the French frontier following the attack in Nice. President Obama was notified of the attack just moments after it happened and has continued to get updates.
The president directing his national security team to offer any kind of assistance to French officials when it comes to the investigation into these terrorist attacks and vowing solidarity with the French people.
Correspondent Suzanne Malveaux. And in light of the Nice attack, Donald Trump is postponing the official announcement today of his running mate, which had been planned for later this morning. Multiple media outlets are reporting that Trump has selected Indiana Governor Mike Pence. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,506, the NASDAQ at 50,034. Sports, Steven Strasburg gets the start tonight as the Nats host Pittsburgh. The O's are in Tampa Bay. WNBA, the Mystics are in Seattle. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Public notice. Luxury mountain properties a short drive from Northern Virginia D.C. Metro are being liquidated for below developer's cost. On Saturday, July 23rd only, you can own a private 5-acre estate with mountain views just $29.9, or an 8-acre retreat with hardwoods just $39.9, or build an 1,800-square-foot cabin on your lot from just $119.9. This luxury community is surrounded by the area's best rivers, hiking trails, skiing, golfing, and major interstates, and has paved roads, a gated entrance, and a multi-million-dollar lodge with infinity pool and spa. Buy now and build when you're ready. Save tens of thousands on July 23rd only. Get your own rare mountain property with exceptional views from just $29.9. Excellent financing available. Call 844-MOUNTAIN-LAND. That's 844-MTN-LAND. 844-MTN-LAND. Or visit getmountainland.com. Mercy Street Broker. Cabin shell only. Lot and development site not included.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-700-2292. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-2292.
That's 1-800-700-2292. 1-800-700-2292.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a guy over 40 and you want to stay on top of your game, try a sample bottle of GNC's top-selling, award-winning Nugenix. Listen, if you're experiencing lower sex drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting formula. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named GNC's number one-selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting BOOST to 99000. Nugenix uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increase his libido. Enjoy more passion, higher sex drive, improved performance. Be more the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. You want to stay on top of your game, don't you? Then try top-selling, award-winning Nugenix and feel like the best man you can be. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting BOOST to 99000. Again, text BOOST to 99000.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
395, the crash now to the shoulder. 395 north as you come past the exit for King Street. I still see a bunch of activity in the VDOT truck there, so definitely the distraction. Right as you come off the Beltway, delays begin at Edsel Road. Now, once past King Street, next set of delays. Pentagon, cross the 14th Street Bridge on the freeway. You're checking out the incident on the westbound freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel. As you approach Main Avenue, it's once stopped in the left lane. Everyone focusing on that coming off of the 11th Street Bridge as well. Stay to the right to get by. Expect the delays. We're with you now. 295 as you come off of 50 out of Chevrolet to get past East Capitol Street. Wilson Bridge backups before you get to St. Barnabas Road. Maryland, better than normal. 95, 29, 270. Outer loop of the Beltway, heavy. Silver Spring. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Keeping a midsummer heat, temperatures staying well above normal, 95 this afternoon with a mix of clouds and sunshine, hot, humid conditions. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 80 in Arlington, 73 in Hyattsville, 80 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by VNF Office Products. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's a very busy morning with the events going on in Nice, France, and trying to make sense of things that are, quite frankly, nonsensical. But we're going to do our very best. Coming up at 8:05 this morning, we'll talk to Dr. Zudi Jasser. And then at 8:35, Brett Baer will no doubt have some thoughts about this from our regular conversation with the host of Special Report on Fox News. We also need a break today, don't we? How about in a few moments we talk to Christian Todo about the Ghostbusters movie? It would be a nice little palate cleanser, wouldn't it?
You know what? At times like this, there is nothing like a great comedy to just sort of break things up. And apparently, this Ghostbusters is nothing like a great comedy.
So one hears.
But sometimes really bad movies are fun, too.
That's right. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And let's turn our focus to the Hillary Clinton campaign. Of course, she is trying her best to recover from a rough week last week with the FBI basically confirming and acknowledging that she lied from day one about her email scandal, and it was the most damaging thing that could ever happen to a presidential campaign, short of one little thing, and that is a criminal indictment, and that's what she dodged. But beyond that, definitely the polls now are showing, these national polls are showing, as well as some battleground state polls, that she is feeling the effects of this ongoing erosion of any level of trust in Hillary Clinton as a human being, let alone the president of the United States. Listen to this. This is NBC Wall Street Journal Marist polls. Battleground states, Virginia, Clinton 44, Trump 35. Now, that sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Yep.
But Clinton still can't get above
50%
number. There's still a whole lot of people sitting out. North Carolina, Clinton 44, Trump 38. Florida, Clinton 44, Trump 37. Colorado,
really looking rough for Trump. Clinton 43, Trump 35. But those polls are probably the biggest margin for right. Hillary Clinton. There is another set of polls.
There's a whole other set of polls that show that it is dead even in Ohio, that Trump leads in Florida and Pennsylvania slightly, although it's within the margin of error. And there's a new CBS New York Times poll right. that came out. It's a nationwide poll that suggests that it's dead even nationwide at 40-40.
So people are asking, and especially Democrats are right. asking, you've outspent Donald Trump like 40-1 cases.
That's right.
Mostly on television ads. How are you tied nationwide, and how are you, you know, barely above 42% in some of these battleground states?
Well, and in fact, that very question was being asked yesterday when she yes. was on the Hill meeting with senators behind closed doors. The Hill reports this morning that some of the Democrats in the room were freaked out by the fact that Donald Trump seems to be doing so well.
And her answer was, well, you know, people are very afraid right now. It's and they're voting out of fear.
They have a distrust of institutions. I guess she thinks she's an institution.
I suppose. Well, the Clinton machine sort of is an institution, a corrupt one at that. So what do you make of this? Is this truly a question of Hillary Clinton being that bad of a candidate and being that tough of a sell for the Democrats or for her campaign for that matter? Or is this actually maybe a bigger reflection on the lack of importance these days of television ads? She is spending a heck of a lot of money, totally outspending Donald Trump. They're basically virtually tied nationwide. Does this basically blow up the myth that you've got to have hundreds of millions of dollars to pump onto television, especially considering the fact we just talked about it yesterday? People don't watch television anymore.
Well, yeah, a lot of people are not watching it as much. Well, I don't know what the big problem for Hillary is, except that it does seem that the recent events and the big press conference held by James Comey, where he went item by item and talked about all the things that Hillary said that were not true, and there was already fed into the narrative. I mean, the thing in politics that they always tell you about is that, you know, when something feeds into a narrative, it's a big problem. People are willing to, I told you, this is what she is. And people didn't trust her to begin with. And then when you have James Comey coming online and say, look, she didn't tell us the truth about this. This isn't true, and this isn't true, and this isn't true. I mean, we're all very disappointed that there wasn't a case, I think, brought against her. I think there was a justification for a case. But the damage that was done by that press conference and Comey's appearance on Capitol Hill apparently is having a real impact on her campaign.
Well, one other thing that feeds into the narrative, Hillary Clinton is just a terrible campaigner.
She's not very good.
She's robotic. She's awful, and nothing she says comes across as genuine. And to feed into that narrative, she was in Virginia yesterday. Listen to this.
I don't know who created Pokemon Go, but I'm trying to figure out how we get them to have Pokemon go to the polls.
Oh, dear God.
You know what? I want to have a private conversation with every single one of those people who screamed with delight and laughter
really?
When they heard that.
What in the world are you thinking? Don't encourage it.
7:42 on WMAL.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs. Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
You know, selling your home can be an exciting time, but let's face it, it can also be really stressful. That's why you should choose the agent that will deliver you the worry-free experience. That's what you want, right? That agent is my friend Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. With Frank, you can rest easy because with over 25 years in the local real estate market, Frank brings an insight to home sales that can only come from experience. Plus, you have Frank's guarantee that if your home doesn't sell for the price and the time you agree upon, he will buy it. Suzanne had previously tried to sell her Capitol Heights home with no results when she called Frank. He evaluated the home, created a plan that resulted in a full-price offer. You see, all agents are not the same, and it's no accident that the nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Frank Prindle in the Metro D.C. area out of thousands of agents. So call Frank Prindle today at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. Legendary acts like Joe Nichols, Jeff Foxworthy, Trace Adkins, Three Dog Night, and Jay Leno. The biggest names in entertainment always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com today. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
If every rush hour could be this calm, we'd be much more relaxed. Here we go, Virginia 66. A little bit of volume in Manassas, and as you come up toward the Vienna Metro Beltway and Annandale, that's the slowest of it. Good through Tyson's toward the Legion Bridge. Now for 395, here's what we have. As you come off the Beltway, you're seeing that VDOT truck on the right shoulder from the earlier broken down. It was quickly resolved. And then up at King Street where we had the crash, activity still on the right shoulder. Once you get by there, a little bit of a gap, and then the delays Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge. So that's one of our heaviest stretches this morning. And with the 14th Street Bridge slow, heavy to merge on is the George Washington Parkway. Westbound freeway crews were looking for the broken down after the 3rd Street Tunnel. Beltway to the Wilson Bridge actually starting to clear out. Topside from New Hampshire to George Avenue slowing. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
No rest from the 90-degree heat over the next few days, although temperatures may come down just a few degrees by the weekend. Today, we're up to 95, hot, humid with a mix of clouds and sunshine. Tonight, mid-70s. Saturday, a stray afternoon thunderstorm might help a bit, 91. Sunshine, low 90 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 80 degrees at 7:47.
This election could have an enormous negative impact on how your long-term capital gains are taxed. Call 301-924-2160 for a free consultation from the advisors at Eaglestone Tax and Wealth to go over your current investment strategy, or find them at EaglestoneTaxWealth.com.
Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Brian Wilson, I told you how wonderful it was last weekend, you know, after the murders of the cops in Dallas, after Black Lives Matter, after the racial tensions, after all of the things of last week's news. It was really nice to just escape for a weekend and play Pokemon Go with my kids.
Yeah, you got to have a break now and then.
You do. And so now after this week, more of the same, and also deadly terror attacks in France, maybe you carve out a couple of hours this weekend and take the family out to a movie. And there is a big opening today. It is the Ghostbusters film. This with the all-female cast. Christian Toto, he of HollywoodInToto.com, is our guest. He tells us now if we should see this movie.
Yeah.
Christian, we're relying on you now.
We count on you, Christian, for this kind of stuff.
Should we waste our money on this?
Well, you know, if you can't resist it, you certainly shouldn't resist it, because it is a Ghostbusters movie. It's been about 31 years, and it's got that song, and it's got all the ghosts that you remember, including Slimer. But I have to say, this is neither the bust you expected from that really awful trailer, nor is it anywhere near the classic with Bill Murray and company. So it's sort of middle ground. You'll get some chuckles, but it's certainly not going to be a classic, that's for sure.
What do you make of the criticism of this? There have been a lot of critics like you who are less than enthusiastic, although you're a little more positive than some of the reviews I've seen. And as soon as a critic has said, you know, this film is just not good, it's not funny, they're accused of sexism, because they immediately say, well, you don't like it because it's an all-female leads in cast. What do you make of that?
Above and beyond the film, this has been an extremely unfortunate rollout. That's what the a lot of the people in the movie, the director, and also the media have really kind of clamped down on people who are not excited about the prospect of this movie. Now, listen, I'm sure there are some jerks out there who are like, I don't want any women, Gus and Bose, it should be guys. I mean, there is that element there. But a lot of people simply were unsure about another remake and also looked at the trailer and said, wow, that reeks.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. And they were all attacked. I mean, the Washington Post said, you didn't like the trailer? Yep, you're sexist. I mean, this isn't some, you know, fredsblog.com. This is the Washington Post.
But I guess I wonder what was the motivation to do another remake. I mean, this is Ghostbusters, I guess, 3 it is, actually. And so I'm wondering, what was the motivation? Was it simply because somebody thought it'd be a good idea to redo it and cast women? Is that the sole reason we're doing this?
Well, part of the problem was, listen, they want to reboot everything. They want to remake everything. And this is a beloved brand. And today's culture and movies, that's what matters most. Transformers, we've seen lots of other things. Even Jurassic Park was several years old when they resuscitated it. With this one, the original cast kept going through scripts, and Bill Murray didn't want to do it. There was a rumor he even put one through the shredder. So it basically stalled.
Yeah.
And then somewhere along the way, they said, hey, what do we change the cast up? And, you know, I don't think it's an awful idea. I mean, I think it certainly separates itself from the classic original and maybe pushes things in a fresh direction.
Christian Toto, one of the things I like about how you write about films and entertainment over at HollywoodInToto.com is that you often write from the perspective of a dad, because you're a dad and you've got kids. And so let me ask you this. One of the things that I really liked about the original Ghostbusters when I watched it with my kids was that even though it had special effects and showed ghosts, it was never really that scary at all. I mean, it was fun, and the ghosts that they showed, there's a little scariness, but not too bad. You know, special effects and CGI have advanced in such a way, I'm a little worried. They could have gone overboard. They could have really made this pretty scary. What about that aspect?
You know, it is creepier than the original for that very reason. The special effects are far superior. And I have to say, in the beginning of the film, there was a flatulence joke and another joke that's a little saucier. I'm thinking, oh, are they going that direction? Because I thought they're going to bring a bunch of young girls to the theater to get empowered by the movie. But then, you know, it does calm down. So it's not, I'm pretty sure it's PG-13, but it's not a hard PG-13. I don't think it's going to be too offensive. So I think today's kids have probably seen enough superior special effects that are a little creepy. So generally speaking, this is not going to scare the socks off for a kid, that's for sure.
All right, good to know.
All right, so Emmy nominations briefly. We saw them come out yesterday. And again, a lot of the shows that are getting real critical acclaim with these nominations are shows you don't watch on broadcast network TV.
Yeah, I mean, the industry has had a sea change. And here's where I see a couple things. One, a lot of these shows, the AMC channel, the, you know, HBO, they have limited series, so it's not 22, 23 episodes per season. It might be 6, it might be 11, it might be 13. That gives the artists more time to kind of craft the shows. It also says, hey, if you're a movie actor, you can do this movie and still do 3 other projects per year. And also, I think what we're seeing now is that these different channels give the artists more time to kind of create, to kind of stretch out, even to prove themselves. If the first season isn't great, often these different channels say, hey, we trust you. We know you're looking for something. You're kind of finding your feet. Go for it. If you're on broadcast TV, if the first 4 episodes get
horrible
ratings, you're gone.
Yeah. All right. Christian Toto, HollywoodInToto.com. Thanks for giving us the lowdown on Ghostbusters. One movie pick this weekend, if people don't want to risk it on Ghostbusters, where should they spend their money?
It's getting no buzz at all, but The Infiltrator with Bryan Cranston of Breaking Bad fame is terrific.
Yeah, right.
Undercover agent, true story. Check it out. If you're going to see Ghostbusters, go check it out.
Hadn't heard a thing about it. See, that's why I know I can throw it at you, Christian. You've always got something at the end there. Infiltrator with Bryan Cranston. All right, we'll check it out. It's 7:53. Let's check in on your money at the CNBC News Desk. Chuck Kamlick is there. Who are you going to call? Chuck Kamlick.
That's who I'd call.
You know, we radio business guys need to expand our wings, too. So I want to go to 5 minutes on this one, can I?
No.
All right. Wall Street starts today with a couple of records. Moving right on. The Dow and the S&P 500 are at new highs, and futures have turned around. We're going to add to those gains today. We're just getting news literally 2 minutes ago that Herbalife has settled with the FTC. We'll see an announcement today. The FTC has determined Herbalife is not a pyramid scheme. It will require Herbalife to provide details on retail sales in the future, and it will pay $200 million over claims of misrepresentation and change some of its business practices. Meanwhile, food news. Danone's looking for ways to make its yogurt less sweet, working with the American Heart Association on ways to cut sugar content. The House passed a bill last night that requires companies to put labels on foods that contain GMOs. The feel-good story of the day, grateful employees at Seattle's Gravity Payments gave their CEO a new Tesla because he raised all of their salaries to $70,000 a year. He also cut his own salary from $1 million to $70,000 to match theirs. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You know, you should have your carpets professionally cleaned at least once a year, even more if you have pets. If you have dirt, mud, traffic marks, smell bad odors in your carpets, it's time for a real carpet cleaning. Only the best. My friends at Zero Res, they're the ones to come out and clean your carpets. They cleaned my carpets. They left them looking brand new, feeling soft, smelling fresh again. I can't recommend them enough. I feel like I have new carpets. So will you. And by the way, it's summertime. If your kids are like my kids, they're spending a whole lot of time on your carpets. You don't want them rolling around and gaming and reading their books and goofing off with all the chemical residue left over from those other carpet cleaners, right? You don't want that touching your precious kids or your grandkids' skin. So get Zero Res out there. They have a patented empowered water system. It cleans so well. It's free of toxins and it's fast drying. Just takes a few hours. You're going to love it. And guess what? It's pretty inexpensive as well. Listen to how affordable this is. Use the WMAL special when you call Zero Res. They're going to clean your carpets for $39 a room. $39 a room for the best cleaning job. I'm telling you, call them now, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
It's 7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270, once you get through Urbana and down past the exit for 109, you're saying, where is everybody? Telecommuting, not working Friday, or on vacation, wide open to Rockville down to the Beltway. Beltway delays are after 95 right now. They begin just as you pass New Hampshire Avenue to Georgia Avenue. Wilson Bridge, your backup's getting better, actually. Still just before 210, 395 to crash at King Street over to the shoulder. That's where everyone is. And again, jammed from the Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge onto Lower 14th Street. If your computer's running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software and clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. And now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Even amid summer heat, temperatures staying well above normal, 95 this afternoon with a mix of clouds and sunshine, hot, humid conditions. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel at WMAL.
Right now, 80 degrees at 7:57.
First Class Plumbing, Heating, HVAC, and we're woman-owned. Call 866-98-WATER and visit our website at 1stclassplumber.com.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you can't afford to go? Are big dental bills taking a big toll on your wallet? Would you like to have dental insurance but think it's too expensive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company for a free information kit. See how you can help protect your teeth and your wallet for less than a dollar a day. 1-800-400-0806. This is real dental insurance that can help cover over 350 procedures, all the ones you're most likely to need. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose, and you'll never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-400-0806. That's 1-800-400-0806. 1-800-400-0806.
Hi, I'm Carl Daikler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I'm here to tell you about an amazing new way you can start losing weight for free right now. You've probably seen our workout DVDs on TV like P90X, Insanity, and 21 Day Fix. We just launched a beta trial of our new digital video platform, Beachbody On Demand. So while we're testing out this new digital video service, I'm inviting you to use it for free for 30 days. That means you can lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, even 30 pounds without paying a dime. Text the word TRIAL to 303030, and you can do 30 days of P90X, Insanity, or any of over 400 workouts for free. And here's the catch. In return, all I ask is you let us know what you think of the service so we can make Beachbody On Demand the best fitness and weight loss site ever created. Just text TRIAL to 303030 and get started for free right now. Again, text TRIAL to 303030.
Message and data rates may apply. Membership fees apply after 30-day free trial. Cancel anytime.
On July 16th, The Good Life is calling your name. Your next chapter could be your best at Trilogy by Shea Holmes. Discover Trilogy at Lake Frederick in the heart of the Shenandoah Valley and explore new paths, feel and look your best, and fill your life with fun and new friends. If you can dream it, you can do it at the 55-plus Trilogy by Shea Holmes Resort Community. Trilogy's brand-new 36,000-square-foot resort club and five new model homes grand open tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Visit TrilogyLife.com/Lake Frederick to discover more. That's TrilogyLife.com/Lake Frederick.
Let Molly Maid prepare your home this summer. For the WMAL Rollback Summer Special at select Molly Maid locations, contact our Molly Maid friends in Fairfax, Loudoun, Prince William, Stafford, and Fauquier counties at WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
Coming up on WMAL,
we'll be joined by Dr. Zudi Jasser, who is an American Muslim who continues to fight against radical Islam.
And as we prepare for next week's Republican convention in Cleveland, Brett Baer of Fox News will join us and give us the latest.